Good evening, everybody. This is Donna Fox. You are listening to Akashic Wisdom, and we are live here on bbsradio.com. At least we're live if you're listening on March 16th, 2014. If you're listening on another day, you can just write your questions down and email them to me anyway. So if you are listening, hopefully you have the BBS Radio site up and you know what numbers to call. If not, we're going to be reminding you of those numbers all evening. So you're listening to Akashic Wisdom, and typically we talk about the Akashic records and how they can help your life and what you can do with them, and we are open to your questions. But tonight is a very special night because we have with us a young man by the name of Dr. Andrew Gardella. And just as a comment, if you're listening for the first time and you want to understand what the Akashic Records are, the Akashic Records are the energetic recording of your soul's journey over every lifetime. So every thought, word, and deed is registered in the Akashic Records, including your soul's intention for this lifetime. However, what Dr. Gardella is going to be talking about tonight is something that's very revolutionary. It's called Access Consciousness. And so you and I are going to learn together what Dr. Gardella has to say to us. And he gives classes on this all over the country. And this is an international organization. And I would like to welcome Dr. Andrew Gardella to Akashic Wisdom. Hi, Andrew.
Hi, Donna. Thanks for having me on.
My pleasure. So let's kind of get started. And ladies and gentlemen out there that are listening, we want you to be able to join this discussion as well. So if you're listening in, you can call in and ask either one of us questions. And the telephone number, toll-free in the United States and Canada, is 888-429-5471. And if you wanted to dial direct from another country, you could dial in at 530-763-1594. So let's begin. All right. The obvious question is, what is access consciousness?
An easy question to answer to.
Okay.
So access consciousness was started about 25 years ago now, 1990-ish, by a man named Gary Douglas. And basically, what it got created from was this question that he had. Because up until this point, he was working as a psychic, and he was doing some channeling, and he was doing all these things to improve his life, but it just, everything he, like, knew that was possible didn't seem to keep, wasn't available to him. Like, it just didn't seem like everything he knew was possible was actually happening in his life, or he was creating it. So he kind of asked this question, you know, about, you know, what would he like his life to look like, and kind of got the energies of it, because he had developed his psychic abilities to the point where he became aware of energies. So he actually looked at what energies he would like to have in his life, and he asked for something, you know, that made such and such amount of money, that allowed him to travel, and that was empowering people. And so, you know, he did that, and then he just kind of let it go. And a short, like, sometime later, I don't really know, he got asked to do a channeling for someone's massage. So basically to tell this person, to tell the massage therapist of the client where to touch the guy, you know, during the massage.
So wait a minute. So the massage therapist is there. The client is there.
And Gary's there directing the
massage therapist. Okay, go for it.
Yeah, you know, and Gary asked, too. He's like, do I have to take my clothes off? He was like, what's going on here? And he talks about that he almost said no, but he recognized the one of the energies he asked for in his life, this was matched by the guy asking him to do this. So he's like,
Can you just repeat that again? What happened? He recognized
the energy that the guy was asking for matched what he was asking for to have it in his life.
Okay. I just want to back up for a minute because I want to make sure everybody understands this. So he realized that the energy that was coming through him was matching the energy of what the client was asking for in his life. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it was about the client,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Basically, the energy of going to do the massage or a channel for this guy's massage session matched like a part or a piece of what he did when he asked this question. And he recognized that and he went, huh. So he's like, okay, I'll go and do it. And what came out of this channeled massage session, if you will, was the foundation of kind of the first access class, which is access consciousness bars.
Okay.
So he basically, and the bars are these 32 electromagnetic points on the head that, when touched, begin to dissipate thoughts, feelings, and emotions, like the electromagnetic buildup.
So the bars are 32 areas on the skull, did you say, on the head?
Yes, on the head.
Okay.
Mm-hmm, that is correct.
That when touched, they dissipate what? I just wonder, what do they dissipate?
Thoughts, feelings, and emotions. So basically,
feelings, and emotions, okay.
Are like, you can think of them as databases. And
okay.
So it stores all of your points of views from any lifetime about anything.
Okay.
So, you know, there's a money bar, there's a control bar, there's a healing bar, there's a body bar, there's a sexuality bar, there's an aging bar. So basically any points of view you have kind of go in these areas. And what
okay.
we do while you're getting your bars run, quote unquote, is you kind of start releasing all of those points of view. So you kind of start wiping the hard drive clean, if you will.
Okay.
And that's what came up. Yes, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, when you wipe the hard drive clean, do you imprint anything back into it?
No, this isn't. We're not imprinting anything. And it's really
okay.
when you're getting your bars run, as like if I'm running someone's bars, it's not. I'm not doing anything to them. It's actually I'm just providing a space for them to get rid of anything that's no longer useful.
Okay.
With these points of views.
Okay.
And so from that session, he started doing classes on teaching people how to get to run bars. And from that, people reported what they really got out of it was they just felt like they had access to more of them or more information or more peace in their life or whatever. And so access kept coming up. And so he called it access consciousness. And so that's
I see. Okay.
And from there, there's been a couple more classes at it, but that's how it got started.
All right.
And
so what?
I don't think I really answered what it is, but.
Well, so, what was the question that came forward that helped this massage client clear his clear what he needed to clear?
The massage client. Usually
what was the question?
In the bars, Gary's question?
The
massage client didn't really... Gary's question was just, like, what he actually would like his life to be like.
Okay.
Like, and from there, he went down, and like, how much he would like to travel, where he would like to live, what he would like to do, things like that.
Okay.
And he got the energy of that. And that's
okay.
what started creating all of it.
Okay.
And so
go ahead.
And so access, with the bars and everything, we just like to say access is a bunch of tools and processes and philosophies that can change anything in your life that's not working for you.
Okay. So how do you do that?
Well, there's a variety of classes, like I was saying. So everyone usually starts with bars, or they can go to an intro class or something like that. And basically, it's not, and the whole point of all of access is to empower you that you know. So we're not really doing anything as much as getting you to see that you know and empowering you with the knowledge that you've always known. You know, there's no one that's a bigger authority in your life than you.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, so what else would you, so how did you get into this?
How did I get into this?
Uh-huh.
Well, I was in chiropractic school.
Okay.
And I've been studying, I was studying a lot of techniques, reading a lot of books on healing and just different stuff. And I kept, it seemed like I got to this place where it was more about what I couldn't do than what was actually available or finding out even what was possible. So, because in my life, I was always looking for, you know, a better version of myself, like to constantly create myself better and to improve and to see what else was possible and to see how much more I could do or what else I was capable of. And I got to this place in chiropractic school, and with some of the other techniques, they were like, well, you can't do that yet, or you shouldn't be able to do that, or that's not how it's supposed to go, or it just, like, I seemed to find these places, and it could have just been where I was at, too, not necessarily with these techniques, but it was more about what wasn't possible or the limitations that you couldn't overcome, and it just didn't sit right with me. And so I kind of, I don't really know how this happened, but I decided to ask a question. Of, I was like, okay, well, is there anything in out there, you know, in the world that's actually interested in empowering people, or am I going to have to create it? Because it's not really, like, I'm like, this just doesn't work for me. And a short time later, I heard Dr. Dane here doing an interview on a telesummit.
Interesting. Okay.
And
so
I'm
how
like,
has,
ah.
I'm sorry, what?
And I just, like, knew once I listened, I was like, oh, my God, yes.
Okay, so how has Access Consciousness helped you in your life?
Wow. One of the things, it's kind of weird to talk about, but it's like I always knew I was capable of things, but I just didn't seem to access them or, like, choose them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like after doing a lot of access, it's just like I just do it. It's like not like there's none of the judgment or anything that stops me. It's just like, okay, cool, I'll do that. And it's also this weird area where it's like something that you always knew you were, and then you start being it and actually, like, showing up as that, and you're just like, I was always like this. But in reality, you know, you were something completely different. So I think a lot of the huge change for me has just been that, where I don't, like, I always knew I was capable of these things, so it wasn't like I was ever not that, but at the same time, I had, you know, some dirt on my windshield, if you will, and I couldn't see out of it.
So can you give us some concrete examples of how it shifted
sure.
you?
Well, one of the things is really before Access, I was really, and with school in general, it was, I just, my mind was always going. I couldn't ever seem to find a sense of peace or just to really actually relax. And
okay.
I used to do, I started doing meditations and stuff, and that never actually really worked for me. It
uh-huh.
seemed that I would just become more aware of things, which didn't give me as much of a sense of peace as just a greater awareness of everything else going around. So after having my bars run, it's like after that I actually had a sense of peace in my life and like
okay.
an ability to like relax without being the effect of everything that was going on around me.
Uh-huh.
And we also talk about a lot about, you know, picking up on everyone else, what's going on with everyone else around us.
You mean being empathetic?
Yes, empathetic, you know, picking up. Yeah, usually a lot of people will talk about that. Or just having worked on people and then picking up their stuff afterwards.
Okay.
Or taking
you mean,
it on.
All right.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And that really stops for me pretty immediately with Access.
Okay.
Usually,
go ahead. Yeah?
No, go ahead. You can talk.
No. What happens is that we have a bit of a delay, and so I don't mean to talk over you. Okay, so I just have to kind of, I'm not sure when to talk, so I'm just waiting for a little bit of a break. So I apologize if I... I don't mean to talk over you. You go ahead and explain what you're explaining. That it's very interesting.
Yeah, and it wasn't anything I really realized what was happening during it, but it was always when I would sit in school, I was very uncomfortable, and it's like I had all this stuff that I thought was mine that was going on around me, and which was really going on around me, and I didn't really realize it until after having my bars on how aware I was of what was going on in my around me in like the room or in the vicinity of where I was.
And so go ahead. So I just want to ask you a question. So when you meditated before, you said that it made you more aware and it wasn't comfortable. Yet when this made you more aware, it was comfortable?
It wasn't necessary. I mean, there's some things when you become aware of, they're definitely not comfortable. But the meditation would always just, there wasn't ever a sense of peace or relaxation for me. It would just be like I'd just become more aware of stuff. And with this, there was a peace and ease that I got with everything.
Okay.
And yeah, and that's just what happened for me. And it's like a lot of people that come to the classes also tend to report that they're just less reactive in every situations. It's just like they have this ability to like step back and not be so embroiled in everything.
Okay.
And it's really kind of uncanny. It's cool.
Okay, so tell me a little bit more about, or tell us a little bit more about the different levels of access and what you learn
cool.
in access
yep.
and that kind of thing.
Yeah, well, we can give them some, all the listeners out there, we can give them some tools, too. Would that work?
Okay, that'd be great. Love to get some tools.
Yeah.
A little sample for everybody. That'd be wonderful.
Yeah, a little sample. So
okay.
one of the first tools, we talk about is Access has a mantra.
Okay.
And it's, all of life comes to me with ease and joy and glory.
All of life comes to me with ease and joy and glory.
Yep.
Okay. All right.
And basically, it's all of life. So the good, the bad, the ugly, the great, the wonderful, the amazing, the fantastic, all of it comes to you with ease and joy and glory. And we tell people to say this 10 times in the morning and 10 times in the evening and see what changes.
Interesting. Okay.
And we call it a mantra versus like an affirmation or anything. Because usually what we found is most people, when they try to affirm anything or they set an intention, they've already usually already decided the opposite before they even start.
Sure. All right. So
let's
like, go ahead. It's like what you're saying.
So basically, they have the affirmation of like, I am rich and powerful and abundant or whatever the affirmation is. Usually, they've already decided the opposite, and then you're doing this affirmation as a way of trying to overcome what you've already decided is so.
Okay. All right.
So
yeah, kind of like
let me back up a little
like
bit.
It's like lying to yourself, right?
Yeah, basically. So it's like your point of view creates your reality.
Okay.
So if you have the point of view somewhere, even if you bought it from someone or it was another lifetime or whatever, that you were poor, pathetic, and weak, and now you're trying to do this affirmation to become something that you've already decided you aren't, it's already not going to work because your point of view is you're poor, pathetic, and weak. And you're an amazing creator, and your point of view creates your reality, so you have the point of view. Now, if you change your point of view, you might be able to change that. But until you change your point of view, you're just kind of like spinning your wheels.
So the statement is, all of life comes to me with ease and...
joy.
Ease,
joy, and glory.
Okay, with ease, joy, and glory.
And glory.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. All of life comes to me with ease, joy, and glory. And you say this 10 times in the morning, did you say?
Yep.
And 10 times at night?
10 times at night. And,
okay.
And that's just an arbitrary kind of thing we tell people to play with to see how it works for them.
Okay. All right. Well, that's great.
So and that's kind of a fun tool. And it's like a lot of the times it's like Gary tells the story of he had a son that was had a lot to drink, and the one night he told him not to leave, and he went out anyways, and he's like, kind of like freaking out a little bit about this, like, oh my God, I don't know if he's going to come home safe, I don't know what's going to happen, and he just started saying that, like,
okay.
All night, I guess, because he's, a parent worried about their kid, and
sure,
it's like, what else can you really do? And so he said this, like, I don't know how many times. And then the next, like, his son comes, like, after some time, I think it was in the morning, his son comes, tells his dad, I'm checking myself into rehab, I got to get help, this has got to stop.
Wow, so, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah, and it's just kind of interesting how that changes.
Okay.
And it's just kind of fun. I like it.
Yeah.
The second tool is what's true makes you feel lighter, and a lie always makes you feel heavier.
So what's true, go ahead, makes you feel lighter. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And a lie makes you feel heavy.
Okay.
So, and we'll get in. I'll talk more about what, so what is light? Well, light is the fun, the amazing, the things that make you smile, the things that make you laugh, the things that tickle you, like tickle your being, or the stuff that just is really expansive and spacey, and you're like, oh my gosh. And heavy is pretty much, you know, have you ever been told you're a piece of crap or someone yelled at you and made you feel like garbage?
Oh, sure. Yeah. Absolutely.
That's what heavy is.
Okay.
Because it's a lie.
Yeah.
And all right. So we have all these things in our lives where we have, you know, bought in a lie, and really access moves quite quickly because we can just look at it and be like, okay, so that point of view you have that you're poor, pathetic, and weak, is that light or is that heavy to you?
Got it. Well, sure, obviously it'd be heavy.
Yeah, well, I mean, it doesn't, I mean, you can actually look at the energy of it and be like, okay, so is this energy, like, nice and sparkly and, like, rainbows and, like, joyful and orgasmic, or is it, like, concrete?
Right, right, exactly.
It's concrete. So what we can do is, like, okay, you looked at the energy, it's concrete, which means it's a lie. Okay, you can acknowledge the lie, and you don't have to create from that point of view anymore because you know it's a lie for you.
And so how does that? How do you fix that?
Well, we can do more on that. Usually the easiest way to fix it is just to acknowledge it's a lie and choose something else.
Oh, I see. Okay. Uh-huh.
But also for people that are kind of really stuck, Access has this clearing statement that we have to kind of energetically clear all the energy. It basically goes to the places where you're limiting your life and starts to undo those limitations. And so I'm just going to preface, if you're listening to this for the first time and you never heard this before, it's probably going to start to sound like I'm speaking a different language. Don't worry about it. The clearing statement is designed to go past the logical mind.
Okay.
So the clearing statement is right and wrong, good and bad, pod and pock, all nine, boys, shorts, and beyond.
Okay.
And honestly, like I tell people this all the time, it's designed to bypass your cognitive mind. You don't really have to understand what I'm saying to get the results out of it.
Okay.
And you can kind of just think of it as the magic wand that undoes the limitations. And we've had people, and it's all energetic. So energetically, if you go that thing that he said that I'm supposed to use when I'm stuck, and you just do that, it energetically starts doing the same thing. Because you're actually doing it. So you don't have to know what the clearing statement is. However, for those of you that are really academic and would like to know all the details about it, you can go to theclearingstatement.com or just the Access Consciousness website, which is just accessconsciousness.com, and it's under the About Access, like little thing on the main like title. And it's just a clearing statement, and it tells you every detail about all those words I said.
And there's also a video of Dr. Dane talking, too, isn't there?
Yes, there is. Thank you for seeing someone went there and looked at it.
Yes, someone did before. That's what someone does when they're going to interview somebody.
See, look, you're helping me out. And so we do this. We can, you know, you can just basically, how do you use this then? You're like, okay, well, everything that makes me feel like crap today, you know, everything that makes you feel like crap, right, wrong, good, bad, pod, pock, all nine, boy, shorts, and beyond. Or you can just be like, everything that doesn't have me allow me to have a wonderful, fabulous, fantastic day, right, wrong, good, bad, pod, pock, all nine, boy, shorts, and beyond. And basically, what that starts to do is it starts to go to the points of creation, wherever you planted these seeds of limitation in your reality and in your life, wherever you bought these points of view is real, and starts to undo them or take them completely, destroy and uncreate. Because it's basically, like I said, well, it is, your point of view creates your reality. So if we can change your points of view, if we can shift your points of view, then we can change your reality.
Very good. Very good. Well, let me I'm going to go ahead and give our telephone number again, and hopefully there might be some folks that want to call in. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, you can dial us in and dial a question for Dr. Andrew Gardella, and you can call us right here, and it's toll-free if you're in the U.S. or Canada at 888-429-5471, or you can dial us if you're out of the country at 530-763-1594. And please feel free of whatever he's just said. If you don't understand it, we'll go back and explain it to you. Okay? And if you're not able to call in, but you want to email a question to me, you can email the question at info, it's INF as in Frank O, at akashicwisdom.com. akashicwisdom.com. That's Akashic Wisdom, just like the show. So call in and ask some questions. We would really welcome that. So you have the bars, okay, mm-hmm. and you have the clearing statement. What else mm-hmm. is there?
Well, we do the bars, and like I said, that's usually the foundation of access. So even in the other classes, we're usually always still running bars or getting bars run at some point during the classes, because the bars help so much in removing all the electromagnetic stuff from the body. How fast are running the bars? The bar sessions are usually about an hour long.
Okay.
And there's stuff that changes instantaneously, and then there's stuff that takes, you know, a couple of weeks to change.
Okay.
It really depends on the person and how willing and fast they're willing to change and what they're willing to change and everything else.
Okay.
But anyways, the other classes, there's Access Foundation and Access Level 1. And basically what we do in those two classes are more, it's more verbal, so we're going to talk. It's not as much instructing you in a body process, like in the bars where it's hands-on. But we're actually looking at, you know, what questions you have and what you'd like to change in your life. So it's like those classes we get manuals and we go through them. And basically it's like I look at, as if I'm doing it, I'm looking at what questions people have and what they want to change. And then we can kind of go through all these tools that we have in the foundation and in level one and start showing them how they can apply them to their life and actually change what they'd like to change in the class.
And so how long is the level one?
Foundation is 2 days and level one is 2 days.
I see. Okay. And do you have to take them together or are they separate classes?
No, foundation, you need foundation to get to level one.
I see. Okay.
So you can take foundation and then you can take level one at another time, and that's that. But,
okay.
And basically what we do we say it's foundation because we're getting to the foundation. We start picking apart the foundation of where you're limiting you and you're limiting what can show up in your life.
Okay. All right.
And so it's like we look at, you know, relationships. We look at family. We look at money. We look at, in foundation, we'll talk about what are the 10 commandments of access, which are like 10 things, you know, 10 keys or tools that you can use every day to kind of start creating your life as you would like it, as more conscious, as more aware. And
okay.
So those are some of the things. And like I said, and then level one is kind of the same. So, but we can do, like I can kind of show you, basically all it is really we're asking questions, because when we ask you questions, we can actually empower you to see what your point of view is. And then from there, we can change it. But until we actually get to what your point of view is, we can't really change it.
So how are the foundation and level one different?
Level one is not so much at looking at the limitations as much as starting to create something different and beyond where you're functioning. So it's like,
okay.
We're looking at foundation is like, okay, this is where you're limiting you. Let's start undoing that. Let's start cleaning the house. Let's start clearing all this stuff out. And then level one, it's like, okay, we got room. We got room to move. You can see out the windows. Do you even want to live in this house? Do you want to move to a new house? How would you create that? What do we have available that you haven't even considered?
Interesting. Okay. And how does intention fit with all this, or does it not?
Intention really doesn't, because what we're talking about is, you know, it's like you don't have to intend to do anything. You can just do it.
Okay.
Basically, what we talk about in Access is if you're setting an intention, you've already decided the opposite is true.
Wow. Say that again. That's your interesting
concept. When you set an intention, you usually decided the opposite is true.
Because it's a future comment?
Well, it's kind of like intention for me is always about, like, it's something you intend to do. But it's like, do you just intend to do it, or are you just going to go do it?
Okay.
It's like, I intend to have $1 million. No, you're either going to be a millionaire or you're not. It's not. And what we talk about is really it's about being that energy. So you don't intend to be an energy. You're going to be that. Like, you be it. And then it might take a while to show up, but it's like you're creating that. You're not intending to create something. You are creating it. Because even if you're in the process of creation and it takes a while to show up for you, you're still creating it. Does that make sense? Or did I lose you, Donna?
You kind of lost me. I'm just going to tell you where I'm confused. Okay. Because there's a variety of different ways a person can use the word intention. So, mm-hmm. If I ask a question, my intention of asking the question is to find out a certain amount of information. That's my intention. That's like the underlying intention of a question is what I truly want to know.
You have a question, caller.
A question carries just a couple of levels, okay? So I just want to understand what your definition is. And I think we do have a caller, so just go ahead and explain that, and we'll go to our caller online.
Okay, Well, basically, I wouldn't say in my way of using it, it's not the same. It seems like you're more talking about the purpose of why you would ask a question is to gain more information.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Or to gain it. And so intention and purpose aren't exactly the same thing. And maybe I can try and get a good definition of intention so I can.
Well, but I understand, like, it was like, so let me just see if I'm catching you right. So instead of saying, mm-hmm. I wish I could, or I want to, forget about those words and say, just do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's just like this extra added level, you know, it's like, well, I intend to do this. You know, how many people have you said, well, I intended to come to your party, but something happened?
Yeah, I'm going to clean that garage out. I intend to clean that garage out this weekend, and you just don't do it. I got it.
Yeah, it's like, okay, let's be honest. You're not going to clean the garage out. That's fine, but, you know, But people do this to themselves in other areas of their life where they'd actually like to create something different.
Right, exactly. Okay.
Do we want to take that caller?
Yes, I was just about to do that, Andrew.
Okay.
All right. Hello, caller. This is Donna. How are you doing?
Hi. Debbie from New York.
I'm sorry. You kind of broke up on me. I'm sorry. Who is this?
Debbie from New York.
Hi, Debbie. What's your question for Dr. Gardella today?
I was wondering how long it takes to learn this and how long before you would see results.
Okay. Stay on the phone. Dr. Gardella is going to answer that. So what do you have to
say to that? That's a great question. Well, you can learn bars in a day. It's usually about an eight-hour class, and usually people get changed right that day. What they get out of the class is completely up to them and what they're actually willing to change. Foundation in level one is 2 days, and once you've taken bars, you can go to that. So there's people that have, like, found out about this, found a class in their area, and went right away. The changes that I see, it's like I said, it's really dependent on the person and what they're asking for. It's like I see people that I go and give an intro talk to, which is just 2 hours, and their entire life changes from that intro talk. And then I have people that come to a bars foundation in level one, and they change a couple little things in their life. Like they're like, I wanted to clean my house, and I start cleaning my house, basically. Whereas the person that comes in the intro talk just said, I'm changing my career. I really got what I want to do. I realized I was copying everything from my father, and I'm changing that, and now I'm doing this. And it's really up to the person.
Debbie, what other questions do you have from?
Well, I was interested in using it to get more organized.
Okay. How can she use this to get more organized, Andrew?
Well, do you want to play? I can ask you some questions.
Sure, she can play. You want to play? This is Debbie B,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Hi, Debbie. Debbie is a loyal listener.
Okay,
thanks
cool.
for calling. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah. So, what's the value of... So you think you're disorganized then, can I say?
Yes.
Okay, cool. So what's the value of being disorganized to you?
There is no value.
Okay, so, well, I mean, it wouldn't be like, so you can make yourself wrong, to, you know, so you're a pile, you have piles of crap everywhere or anything like that.
No, I...
Ooh. All right, so, well, do you notice there's energy?
You mean like on a number scale?
No, it's not on a number scale. So basically, when I ask this question, I'm looking for an energy that comes up. So there's this energy come up, and then basically we use the clearing statement to clear all this up. So basically, everything that is, would you like to get rid of it? All that energy that keeps you from being as organized or from changing this, would you like to destroy and uncreate all that?
Yes.
Cool. Right, wrong, good and bad, pod and pock, all nine, boys, shorts, and beyond.
Does she have to say that with you?
No, she doesn't have to say it with me. Basically, the yes, when I ask, would you like to change this, and she goes yes, that starts to do it, and then the clearing statement, I just say it.
Okay.
So she doesn't have to say it with me. So, and then we can just keep going. Okay, so what's the value? So did someone tell you you were disorganized, or what?
No, I just feel that I am.
Okay, cool. So everywhere you feel that you're disorganized, will you destroy and uncreate all of that?
Yes.
Yes.
Right, wrong, good and bad, pod and pock, all nine, boys, shorts, and beyond. And basically, when we're talking about this, it's like you have some point of view somewhere about either that you decided you're not organized, when maybe, you know, compared to someone else, you are really organized, and then you're just judging yourself for that. Or you could, you know, just be disorganized, and you'd like to get more organized. I don't really know, because I don't really know you, but we can just keep playing with this.
Yeah.
So would you just like to have more ease?
It's like, I'm sorry. It's like,
go ahead.
If I can't do it perfect, I don't, you know, I'll put it aside if I can't do it perfectly.
Okay, cool. So that's what it is.
Yeah.
So everywhere you think you have to get it perfect and you have to get it right, and if you don't do it that way, then you shouldn't do it at all. Will you destroy and uncreate all that?
Well, I'll put it off.
Yeah, you'll put it off. Can we get rid of all that?
Right. Yes,
cool.
Absolutely.
Right, wrong, good and bad, pod and pock, all nine, boys, shorts, and yeah. And what we're talking about in Access, we like to say, you know, this reality teaches you that you have to get it right. You have to, you know, and if you don't get it right, then you're wrong. And that's the only choice you have. You know, you're either right or wrong. Well, actually,
okay. That's
not true. And that's where you kind of get in trouble with these decisions and you start judging yourself because you're like, I didn't get it perfect. Well, what would perfect look like to you, though? You know, everyone has a different version of perfect, and it's like there's no actual truth to that. Make sense?
Exactly, yeah.
Okay, so you starting to feel a little bit better around
this? You mean describe something?
Can I what?
You mean describe something that I would think
no.
is perfect? Oh.
Well, no. I was just, it's, let me see. When you... Perfection's not really real because it's always based on a judgment. So you're judging that you're comparing and you're contrasting, like, what would organized be and what would disorganized be, right?
Right, yeah.
So you have this reference point. Well, if you have a reference point as, like, the most tidiest, cleanest person ever, and that's just never really going to be you, it's like, are you ever actually going to get to that?
Oh, okay. I see what you mean.
Do you understand? It's like you have this point of view, like, and most people, so they'll have this point of view of they should be doing something else, and they've just been judging themselves and making themselves wrong for whatever. And then you get discouraged, and you put it off, and you're just like, then you have to wait to do it to the last moment.
Exactly.
Or never.
Yeah. Or in my case, it's usually never. I'm like, nope, not doing it. Yeah, and so you just like to get things done, like, when you'd like to get them done? Like,
yes.
Okay, this needs to be done, do it. Yeah, so everything that doesn't allow you to do things when you're just like, okay, it needs to be done, I'm just going to do it, will you destroy and create all that?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, boys, shorts, and beyond. And it's like, this is something I like to procrastinate quite thoroughly, even with all this access and looking at it. And the one thing I realized, it's like I'm not actually procrastinating, and I don't know if this is light or true for you, but I'm energetically working on it, and I'm gathering all the information I require. And then I just go and do it. But until I get to the point where I can actually go and do it, I think I'm procrastinating. I like to tell myself I am. I'm like waiting to the last minute.
Yeah, it sounds like a good excuse.
Yeah. The other thing is, we like to procrastinate to the last minute so we can prove how powerful we are. Because it's like, look, in college, I used to wait till the last minute to write the paper or study for the test, and I still get a really good grade. So it's like,
another caller,
look how brilliant
another caller.
And amazing I am. I just stayed up all night and did this.
Oh, no, I don't think that way.
Well, that's good. So has this helped you, Debbie?
Well, I don't know yet.
Okay, we'll find out if you get more organized. You call in next week, and we'll talk about it.
Yeah.
I'll definitely let you know.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
We do have another caller, hon. So we're gonna go to the other caller, and hopefully this has helped you. And if you need any more help, please be sure and go to those websites. And it's accessconsciousness.com. Okay? Hello?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, so just hold on for a minute. And Andrew, let me get my other caller. Hello?
Hi, this is Valerie from Ohio.
I'm sorry, this is who?
Valerie.
Valerie.
Oh, hi, Valerie. Do you know Dr. Gardella?
Do I know him?
Yes.
Yes, I do know him, and I wanted to tell you that I was fortunate enough, before I met Dr. Gardella, I was fortunate enough to have a taster session of a bars session, and I knew nothing about it. I was at a massage therapist conference, and there were many different booths, and people were showing their wares and all the different things you can do for massage. And I noticed this one area where people were on their massage tables in a very restful position, laying on their backs, and these massage therapists, or actually bars practitioners, were holding their heads and just sitting there very quietly holding their heads. And the whole atmosphere was very peaceful, and I could sense the relaxation and just a sort of connection with very peaceful vibration. So
great.
This was unusual because, of course, it was a conference and there were people walking around and looking and talking about all different kinds of things, but this one area was quiet and it was beautiful. So they said that I looked and I thought, well, I envied those people in that restful position. And I thought, I asked if I could sign up for a session, and they said, why, sure, we'll be ready for you in about 10 minutes. So I got to lie down on the table, and the therapist put her hands on my head, and I closed my eyes and relaxed, and 20 minutes passed. And I hardly sensed that, I sensed that she was there, but there was hardly even a contact on my head. But I had seen, before I had watched people, and I could see that they were just sort of holding their head.
Uh-huh.
Now, 20 minutes passed, and afterward, it was very peaceful. And afterward, I got up, and she said, she gave me her card and for information if I needed any more information. But she simply said, well, your life is going to change. And, of course, I totally believed her because I felt very refreshed.
Uh-huh.
And I have to say that indeed my life changed. I just felt a great refreshment, and it was something I could never forget. And I moved from Florida up to Ohio, and then later I found Dr. Gardella, and I learned how to give the bars myself.
Oh, that's
and that
great.
Was the beginning. But yeah, the beautiful thing is that my life changed, And a lot of things that were that seemed just beyond my reach, I didn't want to tell people what my secret wish was or my secret desire was to finally connect with a partner. And that's been my wish for years and years and years. And, well, of course, that happened for me. I met the love of my life, and you know, I mean, that's a huge change. And that's something that I had been trying for years and years and never quite met the right person. Nothing ever quite worked out. And now, finally, I met this wonderful man, and we got married, and all my dreams are coming true, all of them. And it's just a wonderful thing. So all I can say is try it. Try it, you know, just receive a bar session. It's good. That's all I wanted to say.
Well, that's great. And so are you an active practitioner in Ohio?
Yes, I am.
And how long have you been doing this?
Probably about less than a year, I'd say.
Okay, great.
About a year, yeah.
All right, well, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. Well, gee, it was great talking to you, and I hope your life keeps manifesting over and over again. That's wonderful.
Thank you, and I wish it for you and all the listeners, too.
Well, thank you so much for listening, and thanks for calling in, and we appreciate you very much. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Have a good evening. Bye-bye. That was pretty cool, huh, Andrew? That was good.
Yeah, and, I mean, that's kind of the stuff that happens, like, you know, I don't know. I'm just like, that's so cool.
Say again?
And, that's so cool. And actually, another tool that we give people, like one of the first tools, is we give them the question of asking, how does it get any better than this? You know, when something amazing happens, you ask, how does it get any better than this? When something bad happens, you ask, how does it get any better than this?
And what do you do with that question? You just ask it?
You just ask it and let it go. You just,
okay.
Basically, it's like when you're asking the question, it opens up more. So you're just like, okay, well, universe, like, what else you got? What else? How does it get any better than this?
That's a great question.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, now, would you say that in the morning when you say the other one about all of life comes to me with ease,
well,
joy,
and
glory?
Sure. I mean, you can say that like 10 times, and all of a sudden you're like, wow, I'm feeling pretty good. I'm feeling pretty happy. Like, how does it get any better than that?
We have
the story of someone went to an access class, and they just got out of the class. They were walking to the elevator, and they found a dime on the ground.
Uh-huh.
And they're like, oh, how does it get any better than this? They walk in the elevator, they walk out of the elevator, and they find $10 on the ground. They're like, oh, wow, how does it get any better than this? So then they're like, well, I was going to walk home, but now since I have $10, I can take a cab, so how does it get any better than that? So she gets in the cab, you know, takes a ride home, gets out of the cab, looks down in like one of the sewer grate kind of things, and there's a diamond bracelet or wristlet kind of thing.
Oh,
she's
my
like,
God.
Oh, my God, it can't get any better than this.
And she said it can't get any better than this rather than...
Yep, she said it can't get any better. Nope, you got to keep asking the question. How does it get any better than this?
Exactly, yeah, if you say it can't get any better, it won't, right?
I mean, I still keep hoping, you know, I'm like, I'm looking for any penny or dime, anything I can find, you know, to try and see if I can, you know, create the same kind of thing, you know, but...
Does it work with a lottery?
I don't know. Try it out. Let me know.
Yeah, okay. All right.
I haven't played with it with the lottery.
Hey, there you go. That's wonderful. So here's the question that I have also for you is that, so let's say a person wants to be financially secure. Financially abundant. Okay, that
mm-hmm.
seems to be an issue for folks these days. So what would a person do? With that,
okay.
I'll play.
So,
go ahead.
All right. So let's just we can do some clearings on it. Does that work?
Sure.
Okay. So
and everybody
everywhere.
Else that's listening. Wait a minute. Everyone that's listening,
is,
you just play along. Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
They can say yes to this too if they want to. So all of your decisions, your judgments, and your conclusions about how you're financially, the economy's down. You're broke. You don't have any money. What else you got? You know, what's the thing that you tell yourself?
I don't tell myself those.
Somebody
else would say, oh, I'm never going to make any money, or why do things happen? I'm always broke. Everybody always has more money than me. People who are rich, I'm afraid to be too rich for people. People will be jealous of me.
Take all my money.
Yeah, they'll take all my money, right?
So,
okay.
Cool. So all of that brought up.
Okay.
Would you all be willing to destroy and uncreate all of that?
A roaring yes. How about that, folks? Yes.
Right, wrong, good, bad, pod, pock, all nine, boy, shorts, and beyond. Because if you look at it, like I was saying, point of view creates your reality. So if you have the point of view, I'm never going to have any money, congratulations, you're a brilliant creator. You're just creating you never having any money. Or
okay.
Another one people always usually do is, I never have enough money.
Uh-huh.
Or there never seems to be enough money. It's like,
right.
So everywhere you decided that you have never enough money, or there, you know, it's just enough. You only have just enough to get by, and that's it. You never have any more to actually do anything fun. Will you destroy and uncreate all of that?
Yes.
Ooh, right, wrong, good, bad, pod, pock, all nine, boys, shorts, and beyond.
Great.
Yeah, just a little bit of energy on that.
Yeah, lots of energy. That's good.
Yeah, and so part of the process is actually recognizing when you're saying these things and pod pocking them as you're saying it. So it's like as it starts coming, you just go pod pock that. We're like, oh, okay. And part of it is we tell people to start, one of the tools in Access is we say, take 10% of everything you make and put it away for you and never spend it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
And the reasoning behind that is once you'll get to a point where your 10% is so much, you can't say you don't have any money.
There you go.
It's not that you don't have any money now. It's that you're not going to spend it because the 10% account is there as an honoring of you.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right.
Which
that's
most
not,
people.
Yep.
Yeah. And it's kind of funny because as mine goes, there's like points where I get to a certain point where I have a certain amount of money and I'm like, oh, I'm kind of uncomfortable now. It's like all of a sudden I have this amount of money that I know I'm not going to spend. I'm like, I need to spend it. I need to get rid of it. And you know,
burning
it's like
a hole
kind
in your pocket,
like, oh,
right?
Yeah. Well, yeah. And it's like, you're like, oh my God. And it makes you so uncomfortable because somewhere you decided you'll never allow yourself to actually have that much amount of money.
I think that would be great. You know, that would be wonderful. So, okay, so we talked about the bars, mm-hmm. and then you've got level one, and then what happens?
Well, after those classes, you can go on and take classes with Gary Douglas, who's the founder, or Dr. Dane here, who's the co-founder. And so they have Gary Douglas and Dr. Dane both do level two and three, which are more they're kind of really close to freeform. You get a manual with it, but basically you can ask, anything goes. You can ask them any kind of questions you want.
Okay.
And the two and three, how do I describe it? Basically, it gets you to the point where you're actually starting to create your life. And like,
okay.
You're like, okay, what would you like to create? And let's go be like, okay, not the stuff that you bought is like your fairy tale, like whatever, but it's like, let's actually look at what you'd like to create and let's contribute to that. And let's like destroy and uncreate anything that doesn't allow it.
Okay.
That's kind of how the two and three has always been for me. And
uh-huh.
Then there's also Dr. Dane here does the energetic synthesis of being class, which
uh-huh.
is... it's a 3-day class, I believe. 2 and 3 is a 4-day class. And it's kind of how he bees with energy and does energy work on bodies and beings. He talks about it as it's kind of creating this connection between the body and the being and everything around you.
Okay. All right. Well, you know what, Andrew? You have some classes coming up, and you're going to be
yep.
speaking this weekend. We're going to be speaking at the same event. We're going to be
mm-hmm.
over at the Holistic Fair over at the Harmonic Journeys, and we have some wonderful. I'm speaking at 10:30, but you're the featured speaker, and you're going to be speaking at what, 12:30? Is that right?
Over 12:30. I think. Good question. It's like next Sunday. That's so far away from me. I'm like.
Well, let's take a look here. I'm gonna find out.
I think I can pull it up.
I am too. And you are speaking at 12 o'clock.
Yeah. See, there you go.
I'm at 10:30, and I'm from 10:30 to 11:30, and you are at 12 o'clock, 12 to 1, and it's going to be at the Aurora Inn for those people who live in Ohio, at 30 Shawnee Trail, in Aurora, Ohio, and that's 44202, and that's all day. Andrew will be around, and I'll also have a table there at the Aurora Inn. And just as a comment, we're also having a ghost encounter evening the night before. So I would love to be able to send you information, or you can go to harmonicjourneys.net for all that information. That's harmonicjourneys.net. But Andrew, please give our listeners your phone number and your contact information so people can contact you directly.
So my website is just andrewgardella.accessconsciousness.com.
And phone number?
And my phone number is 330-998-3725. Wow, can't even do my phone number right.
And then you've got...
email...
Yeah, oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
And my email is alg825@gmail.com.
Good,
and
you've
also,
got...
And also, if you go to my website, all that information is there.
Great. Now, your classes are coming up. March 28th, you're doing the Access Bars. You're teaching that.
Yes.
And then March 29th, I see you're doing the Access Foundation. And then March 31st and April 1st is Access Level 1. So it looks like you're doing Access Foundation and the Level 1 all in one fell swoop. Well, actually, you're doing bars and the whole thing from the 28th to the April 1st. Is that right? That's great.
Yep. We like to call it 5 days to change your life.
There you go. And so, again, Dr. Andrew Gardella's number is 330-998-3725. Now, do you do distance sessions with people?
Yeah, we can do phone sessions just like, you know, me and you have been kind of talking, except it's kind of asking questions and talking and stuff like that.
Okay, so pod means point of destruction.
Oh. Yes,
and cock is point of creation,
Point of creation. And that's short for how we abbreviate the clearing statement. So
Okay, that's great.
For that crazy thing that Andrew says that I have no clue what he's saying.
But I know it works.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, there you go. All right. Well, you know, I so appreciate you coming out and you know, coming on the phone with us tonight. And again, ladies and gentlemen, if you have any questions about Andrew, I can certainly give you all of his information. You can contact me privately at 216-691-1233, or you can also contact me at info, I-N-F as in Frank O, at AkashicWisdom.com. And that phone number, by the way, is my private office, and if you call it, don't worry about it. If I'm not at my desk, I will be, you know, or I'm with a client, it'll just go right to voicemail. So whether you can call that number 24 hours a day and leave me a message. So, but thank you, Andrew, so much. What else, in closing, what would you like to say to people that you haven't said about yourself or access or whatever?
Sure. Well, it's like, what else is possible now for everyone, and how does it get any better than that?
How does it get any better than this? I love that. You know, it's and the other thing that I love is the fact that you're actually opening people to their possibilities of their greatness.
Yeah. Well, and that's what Access is all about, because it's like as you become greater, so does everyone else.
Right, right. It's kind of like, the 100th monkey thing or something like that?
We also talk about, in Access, Dr. Dane here has a book called Being You, Changing the World.
Okay.
As you start being more of you, you start changing the world because you invite more people to be themselves.
What a great idea. Well, that's wonderful. So we want everybody out there to move into their greatness so that they can invite other people to join them, right?
Yep.
Absolutely. Well, that's wonderful. Okay, well, we are now at the end of our program, and if you love this program and want to hear it again, it's available on our archives. And again, please go to see Andrew's website, and that website is, give it again, Andrew.
Andrew Gardella, and Gardella is spelled G-A-R-D-E-L-L-A, .accessconsciousness.com.
Okay, and...
Or if you just Google my name, it will show up.
There you go, absolutely. And you can go to accessconsciousness.com, and you can take a look at Dr. Dane's information where he explains the clearing statement and all sorts of things, and you'll find what you need. And we can definitely work with Andrew. We'd love to have you come in from out of town. But, of course, if there's somebody closer to you, please tell them that you heard about them from Dr. Andrew Gardella, and he was on Donna Fox's Akashic Wisdom show. So we'd love to have you, use this as a referral. So, Andrew, it's time for us to say goodbye. I really want to thank you again for being here, and I'll see you Sunday.
Yeah, I'll see you Sunday. Thanks so much, everyone.
Thank you. Have a great one.
Bye.
Good night. Bye-bye. Well, thank you, everybody. This is Donna Fox. I'm going to close the records for the show. So I want to thank all the masters, teachers, and loved ones for their wonderful healing information. We ask that everyone listening, if you would please just open your hearts. And we ask that you open your hearts and look into the divine that is within you, because that is where your greatness is. And with that, we're going to close the records by saying amen, amen, amen. The records are now closed. If you'll all join me in saying amen. Thank you, everybody, and I will be here next week. And if you want to come to the Harmonic Journeys Fair, please look on their website. It's harmonicjourneys.net. Okay, have a great one. Bye-bye.